Beyblades, Beyblades, let it rip.
Are we starting over?
Yeah, we're starting over. That last file was...
Sweet intro.
Yeah, it was amazing. Then the computer just decided to commit how to... I looked at the screen and I felt like I was about to get sucked into the Matrix.
Stop looking at the screen then.
Yeah, seriously. I feel like closing the lid a little bit on the laptop.
No, because I don't want to like record the whole episode and then find out that it's just borked.
Yeah, yeah. That was like in the Matrix, the mirror gets all fucky on Neo. Yeah, for me, it was like if I took the red pill and blue pill at the same time, and then just everything went cross-eyed.
So we got to redo what we did right there.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
it. What did you talk about real quick?
Triboulet.
No, before that.
Well, before that,
your that banter. Was just nonsense.
We were bantering really good.
Yeah, we were. And yeah, now, we were talking about Romance of the Three Kingdoms, the old PlayStation 2 game.
And we're not going to do that again.
Nope.
We can talk about slapping. Lost
time. If we set up a Patreon, then... we might try to re-emulate that for our, you know, our $35 a month subscribers.
We will only recreate that for our OnlyFans account.
which may or may not be made, depending on how well this goes.
Coming summer 2021.
Or how desperate we get.
We're going to make one.
Does it have to be porn?
It'll become porn. Don't you worry.
It can become really cryptic pictures. Like, sometimes you'll be scrolling through Imgur. Mm-hmm. Which is Reddit for people who don't like reading, which is like right up my alley.
I feel like you stole that joke.
My girlfriend, she told me that every time I started going on Imgur, she'd be like, "Are you on Imgur?" She'd say something derisive about me.
So OnlyFans coming anyway. Summer 2021.
Yeah, I don't think that has to be. I've never gone on it, but I assume it doesn't have to be porn.
No, it doesn't have. It doesn't have to be. We could just do funny things. But
Triple A, baby.
Yeah. Okay,
there's AAA. No content going on it aside from the show, and for no reason people could pay to listen to our free show.
Can I talk about Triple A now?
AAA. Yes, you can talk about AAA. I'm Triple A. Sorry.
You guys remember what he did to the monarch?
Slapped the king on the ass, and the king was like, "Hey, I don't like that."
Yep, that's what a 17th century. 16th century?
I'm French!
15th century, which would be the 1400s.
You are correct.
Yeah, because I went to college for history.
Okay. And then, the king was like, "Yo, if you can insult me better, I won't kill you dead." And then he did, and he was like, "All right, go to outside jail forever."
The king of France, voiced by Morgan Freeman.
Okay,
it's a white actor, but they just like dubbed in Morgan Freeman's voice.
They should do that more.
Saving Private Ryan, but it's all Morgan Freeman.
Can I gramble now?
You can gramble. Gramble on, son.
Okay, AAA was then immediately exiled for the hand to buttocks exchange. This seemed to be the end of the jester named Nicholas. Remember, that was his name.
Nicholas, yes, I can relate.
But fate had a different story in mind. One that involved the ejaculate of the fool.
Don't like that.
A part of me wants to think that like the ejaculate of the fool was like a medieval term. It doesn't ejaculate doesn't mean what it means now. Like
you want to think that.
Whenever
but
a scribe
you're
like, fucked up because like vellum was very expensive back in the day and you were only using ink, so you can't erase that shit. So, you know, if you spelled, you know, begat wrong, the main monk, the main guy would come up behind you and be like, "Did you just fucking ejaculate all over the page? Go to the garden, clip some roses, you idiot."
You'd be like, you spell like forsooth with four O's, and you're like, "Shit, I gotta draw like a trumpeter in the way."
Yeah.
There's a guy fucking a tree there instead.
Yeah.
Did you just ejaculate all of it? No, I didn't spell it wrong. Forsooth,
go down to the basement, get the turnips, and kill five rats while you're down there, okay?
Giant rats or just regular rats?
I don't care. Whatever you can find, I want five of them, though, all right? You're not touching a quilt until I see five rats. I want to be able to make a hat out of these things, okay?
Okay.
Fucking interns.
Okay, now that AAA's professional time as a royal jester... He was only... That doesn't make sense. Cut this, Franklin.
Franklin, cut this shit.
Oh, my God.
Shit, I'm fucking...
We got lost.
You wrote this.
Yeah, I wrote it today. This doesn't make... I had to reread this. Okay. AAA was a royal jester at 18, You get this?
Yeah. He was a royal jester at 18.
So he had just hit puberty.
Oh, okay. Did his voice crack?
Oh, he's a late bloomer, huh?
That's how it was back in the day.
Back in the day.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I've read it, because they weren't full of cow hormones.
Yeah, see, there are facts in this.
Yeah, but, like, you died at, like, 35, though.
Yeah.
That's if you were, like...
No, you still lived longer. Just a lot of people died younger, so it kind of skewed the...
Oh!
Yeah, because if you got, like, two people, and one of them dies at birth, and the other one lives to 100...
Oh, then, like, the median age is, like, 50. Four. Oh, dies at 100.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, that'd be the mean age.
I was doing, you know...
We're doing the median age, because there's outliers.
Yeah.
Like, somebody ate a lot of kale back then, and they lived forever.
Yes.
They probably did.
Speaking of live forever.
They're still alive.
Segway.
Copernicus.
He was 18, conditioned to see women in rags and men with their pubic hair connecting to their face. So, he doesn't
know. Much like our co-host.
He doesn't know what sexy really is, you know.
That is sexy.
I mean, come on. The proof is right here.
Okay, erotic.
The proof is in the very, very hairy pudding. Is erotic better?
Okay, yes. Sexually charged.
So even for a great spirit, the arousal was subpar. On arrival to the capital, AAA was overwhelmed with pure ecstasy at the sight of clean breasts that his seed had finally left his body. This became an ongoing condition for the fool, and soon his DNA was spread throughout the castle.
I love this Monty Python movie that you have. All I'm thinking is of the scene with, like, they go to the first town and everyone's just covered in shit and rolling around in mud.
Hello! There's some lovely stuff over here.
That he just gets rock hard as soon as he sees, like, the first woman that doesn't have, like, breasts covered in, like, boils and, like, cow shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that would turn me off, honestly.
He looks around. He looks to the left. He looks to the right.
He looks down. Oh.
He looks up.
Okay. He looks at an isometric view of a mud castle that some child is making.
Oh. Anyways.
Now the castle was deadly outside of the sleeping chambers. So much that the guards would freeze to death. It was deadly cold. Deadly
it was cold. Okay.
Okay. Nobody wore parkas.
Yeah. Like, fabrics. They take a bit.
Yeah.
Little did Nicholas know he conduct the first and many intrauterine insemination. During one of the
particular... Is that just... That's just dick fucking, isn't it?
Right.
Interuterine insemination?
I was going to explain how it works, but no.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry.
We'll wait.
I'm not going to explain how it works.
Oh. I wanted to call up my health teacher from high school and be like, you were all wrong.
I was going
to
use...
Mrs. Park, how does fucking work? You know we're not going to teach you that.
We're going to... Show it to you.
Through the power of dance.
Oh, no!
Okay.
I don't watch porn. I don't know what porn sounds like.
You got it. That's pretty close.
Okay.
During one of the particularly arousing evenings, Nicholas ran in a frantic, knowing his semen would soon burst out, but he did not wish to stain his outfit. You know how they got one outfit back then?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you didn't have really much of a chance to clean your clothes back then. You had to keep yourself crisp, because,
Crisp?
Yeah, crisp. You had to look crisp, or else you'd get crispy. And in his case, he didn't want to get crispy downstairs.
So he found a corner and dropped trout. Screaming always followed these incidents, and several servants were convinced that the building was haunted.
Makes sense.
Oh, what town is he in?
France.
Okay. Town of France.
It's Paris, I would think, if it's the king. Or just outside. I don't know which king built Versailles.
He's in Bordeaux.
Sure.
Yeah, he ran all the way to Bordeaux.
Isn't that just a region?
Shut up.
He's the European one. You should know this.
I'm Italian, not French.
I'd sell wine. I would know more.
What was different about this one, you know, compared to the other load droppings? That he had just unleashed his load on a plethora of frozen chastity belts.
Oh, no.
Gotta scroll down. The Riddler had severed its soul into seven different pieces of sexual denial. The original AAA promptly died days after being exiled from the kingdom. But his seed lived on.
So, like, he inadvertently created the first seed bank.
Semen.
Well, yeah, semen. I mean...
When seed could be, like, sunflowers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, those are... Seed banks are actual things for, like, plants. Okay, semen bank.
You know, yeah.
Yogurt factory!
This is before yogurt.
Nicholas Oikos, I think there's a connection there.
Cut that out, Franklin.
Franklin, that wasn't funny. Get rid of it.
Okay. This one's called Married Daughter and the Seven Chastity Belts.
All right.
As was the custom after a fool was kicked out of the castle, was to ensure that every royal female in the area had a chastity belt on their person.
Yeah, because that little freak's out on the loose, okay? And he went from, like, being at the top. Like, he was the top, like, scullery dog, okay? Everyone else is a scullery dog below the king, but he was, like, the top guy, you know?
Top dog.
Second
top
place. Dog. Best of the losers.
Exactly. So, he's probably, you know, I'd be pretty vindictive in a way. So,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I'm going to get everyone pregnant.
And like, they didn't have the news. So nobody knew that he was, like, ousted.
I just like to imagine they had one guard on a tower, just like the, like, imam of, like, of, like, Muslim countries. But instead, he's not doing a call to prayer. He's just screaming the news.
Hey! Fuck this guy!
Which guy?
Triple A!
Who is that?
I'm not yelling anymore.
The court jester!
There, I did it for you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah, you got it. It was tradition that dated back to Roman times in this bloodline. Promptly after securing each item on the seven daughters, they began to feel sick and confused. They began laughing at inappropriate times and telling jokes to their servants.
Ooh, they got that scrim dangly up in there.
They had fallen pregnant with the seed of the Riddler in much the same manner that Lord Voldemort had split his soul into seven Horcruxes.
Was it seven?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I think it might have been eight.
I don't know. I'm almost 30. I don't care anymore.
He is 30.
Read the book, I guess, but I read the book in a fugue of, I don't care anymore. So what? I don't remember anything that happened in the last book.
You read Harry Potter in a fugue state?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not even going to address that.
I've read so much. I can't all do it in a non-fugue state.
Look at my bookshelf.
Look at my big brain. It's got no smoothness in it.
We got everything from Paradise Lost to Finance for Idiots.
Paradise Lost, I have gotten to like page 7. That shit is hard.
Listen, the audiobook's a lot easier. Just listen to the audiobook.
We're back, Franklin.
All right, yeah, Franklin cut that. That was meaningless.
Okay, one of the daughters grew so obsessed with puzzles that she forced her food to come in that format. If she was unable to solve the challenge, she would go without food until completion.
You mean like, it'd be like in a puzzle box?
Yes.
Or she'd, okay.
Or, you know, whatever puzzle means to you. Could mean someone tells you a riddle. And
it
you
could
solve
mean
it.
Sudoku. It could mean the daily doubles.
I just
mean,
didn't know if you meant like she had to.
It could mean slime time on Nickelodeon.
She had to like fit all the spaghettis
I'm
into
glad
each
we
other.
Were able to fit that in.
You know, we don't know. This is old times. There was no history back then.
Yeah, they were all high on wheat or whatever.
I want to say garum, but that's like fish Worcestershire sauce that the Romans
Hakat.
Made.
Remember we
Hakat is like a measure of territory. I'm trying to think of like what the like, name of the moldy
that's
bread
a hectare.
Was.
Yeah.
Unless they're both mean.
One is a part of
do
grain.
I have a better memory
it
than
was
both
part
of you?
The fucking riddle. The I mean, first I, riddle we did.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Alright. Oh my god.
I mean, I know a hectare is a unit of
yes.
land.
Where
yes.
was I? Okay.
Hakat? I don't know.
Each daughter became more narcissistic and more fanatic of the idea that riddles could be a career. Of course, being women in the 1500s, they weren't taken seriously.
Of course.
So much has changed since 2021.
Oh, God, so different.
Kathy Griffin, Amy Poehler, Hillary Clinton, Margaret Thatcher.
The vast and incomprehensible female influence of this cast. We should get some guests in here, guys.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Franklin.
Franklin!
Franklin.
Schedule some guests.
We should just have Franklin on at this point.
Franklin, just do the podcast for us, Franklin. Oh, God.
Am I good?
You're good. Yeah, you're
I'm
good.
Done.
The bloodline became cursed and continued to have daughters until 1896. And the first male was born of this seed.
Do, 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 do.
On October 13th, 1915.
Was it a Friday?
I don't know. We can look that up with
Frank. He's having a hard enough time as it is. Why do you got to throw a stick into the bicycle spokes?
I can read.
Because it was October 13th.
Oh,
it's also a Friday.
Okay,
right. That's fucking spooky. Three ways to midnight.
You know what? Let's just say it's Friday.
Okay, this was the first male was born.
Get it? Okay, yep.
From the seed of the Riddler of the Chastity Belts.
Yeah.
There was something rather off about this child's birth, as it came out of a womb more green than pink. The health scale only counted for blue, and the doctors were unsure what to make of this. Mm-hmm. They thought circumcision would be the cure for the ailment, and days later, the baby looked a natural color privilege.
A slight shade of deathly pale. Deathly pale.
He's got to cut off the little ding-a-doo.
With purple lips, because he was screaming all night.
Not purple. Green.
Green lips. Okay. Green. Green lips because he was screaming all night. Or it was the gangrene going through his body.
Not a gang.
Not a gang?
Like a cult. The cult green.
We're the green gang.
All right, boys. It was a Wednesday. False alarm.
Shit. Oh, whatever.
It was a real spooky Wednesday.
Yeah. It was a fucking spooky the Wednesday, though. Holy shit.
Okay. Where the fuck was it? Instead of, wah-wah crying, the baby would laugh and point at any caretaker. This frenzy would go on for hours, and the only way to calm down the baby was to hold it in front of a mirror.
Even babies know when they look into their own face, they're like, well, I guess this is it.
The real Edward Nigma, that's his name, that I didn't make that up, had arisen and was ready to feed. His childhood was fairly anticlimactic. His parents thought he was insane and dumb, so they sent him off to work in the factory.
PC culture didn't exist back then, so they just sat him down in his little, like, French lederhosen and were like, listen, weird kid, you're stupid and dumb.
His name is Edward.
Edward.
Insane and dumb.
Listen, Eddie, sit down. Listen, you don't know your fractions, okay? You're 17, you don't know your fractions, all right? You're kind of stupid, all
right? Yeah, because back then, dumb meant, like, you can't really talk, right?
I thought you couldn't read or write.
Maybe that, too. I don't know.
But maybe, like, you didn't have any feeling in your fingers and you couldn't read Braille.
The phrase would be, like, deaf and dumb. Like, can't hear, can't talk.
I don't think we're equipped to tackle this subject next week.
We're extremely learned.
Part 3, the Riddler, deaf and dumb.
the deaf and dumb Riddler, I love it.
Folks, we're not smart.
We're not professionals.
We just...
But we're not dumb.
We just can read a bit before each episode.
We can barely do that.
Yeah.
So they sent Edward off to the factory. Of course, Edward would avoid work and find a puddle to stare at himself all day. He remained completely motionless and with a huge smile.
Nasty boy.
This behavior alone in the Middle Ages would have gotten him put into, like, the stockade.
This routine repeated itself until his parents forced him out of the house. Edward then gained his first job at 17 by staring and smiling at a police officer. The man knew he was destined for one line of work. Private investigation.
Oh. Oh my god, okay. Oh, what year is this?
1915.
Right? No, he's like 17.
Oh shit, time has gone by.
So what's that, 1932?
1930, oh my god, okay.
Give or take, 32.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, it's just like the game L.A. Noire. Like, you can just beat the game by staring at a puddle, apparently, yeah. Not actually trying to solve any crimes with clues.
Yeah, if you just stare at people, they're gonna confess.
Yeah, their faces are gonna freak out and, like, twitch and shit.
Keep staring at it, and you're like, I press X, and they're like, okay, God, I did the murder.
Yes, I raped her, rolled her up into a cop, and put her in the back of the trunk of my Studebaker and pushed it off of a cliff. Yeah, it was me.
Meanwhile, there's just, like, complete silence of, you just hear the eye blink.
Yeah, doink, doink. Listen, sir, we just told you we saw you wearing a blue shirt on Tuesday. Like, that's literally all we had.
Okay, so anyways. Edward's career as a private detective allowed him to drain energy and become unnoticed at the same time. He would saunter the streets, pretending to have found a clue, but was actually asking a riddle to unsuspecting prey. One incident left 40 people unconscious, and the riddle goes as followed. Be warned. To untrained bodies, this can cause deep fatigue and a comatose state. So, prep.
I'm going to brace myself here.
Clenching.
Okay.
Trigger warning.
Ready.
I like to get high, but I'm empty inside. What am I?
He's out.
Well, we got one out. It's a balloon. We're gonna...
I guess he's just out for the rest of the episode.
Franklin.
What the fuck are you two doing here?
Oh, God.
Okay, so we have one.
All right, it's Saturday. Okay, yeah, it's Saturday.
That's one. Okay, yep.
Where's my beer? Here it is. Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
One thing's right in the world.
Edward became stronger by the day, and for each soul he fully sucked, a question mark would appear on his suit, signifying his conquest of humanity. His strongest riddle, which he used on the Archduke Franz Ferdinand,
just keep going. Just
led
keep
to
going.
Some pretty explosive laughter, huh?
Yeah, the riddle had so much power, it actually caused matter to explode. And this riddle goes as follows. Do you want to cover your ears there, Nick?
I think my forehead can take another whack.
What is the beginning of eternity? The end of time and space. The beginning of every end and the end of every race. You can, like, ask what you think it is.
Garfield cartoon strips, but with Garfield edited out.
That's close, but not it.
Okay.
A snake eating another snake. They're not in a circle, it's just eating another snake.
Is the snake eating the other snake's tail, or is one snake just eating the other snake's
head? Oh, it's face to face.
Is this like a shitty Ouroboros?
Yeah, it's a wrong Ouroboros.
But they're not in a circle, it's just a snake eating a different snake.
It's the rolling pin of Ouroboros.
Okay, the answer. It's the letter E. Get it?
Oh.
Yeah, that's the reaction I get.
Yeah.
Franz Ferdinand did not have that reaction.
Kid, you're the English major.
The letter E was...
The beginning of eternity.
Eternity.
The end of time.
End of time.
And space, both end with an E. And the beginning of every end...
It's a spelling joke.
Yeah.
Sir.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, that shit started a goddamn world war, so...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't blame people for getting mad about that one.
Well, I mean, it killed...
Yeah, Tsar Nicholas, the Queen of England, and, Kaiser von Wilhelm, they all got a random email in their Dropbox, and it had that riddle in it, and they all just went, oh, fuck this.
Well, fuck!
And they all invaded each other.
It is time for war!
Yep.
Thanks to the riddle, we must fight.
Whoa, low, low, good sir. Whoa, low, low.
I will send 3 million of my finest Frenchmen into the fields of Flanders.
That is equal to
And if they retreat,
American.
I will bombard them with my own artillery because they are cowards and they deserve to die.
Excellent. We shall dig our finest trenches. We shall sit in them and shoot anyone who does not get out of them in the correct direction.
We will have the nicest trenches. They will have flower boxes. They will be reinforced with concrete, German concrete. And we will have Wiener Schnitzel on Wednesdays.
I'm eating rats over here and losing my feet.
It's because you are American and that's what you eat in New York City to begin with. You be quiet over there, you yank.
Oh, no.
Shh.
This bit's gone on too long.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Edward became a full glutton and the power of the riddle was oozing out of every orifice.
I don't like this.
He struggled to maintain the pure surplus of life energy that was within his aura. The Riddler had become addicted to riddles and needed an intervention. But who would surround him in his Franklin?
Franklin!
Who would surround him in his kitchen demanding he get help? He had no strong ties to his family. He had no lovers or friends. All he had was himself. Thus, the question remains, did the Riddler go to rehab and get a grip on his ecstasy, or has he been feasting on the most unfortunate souls of America?
I mean...
Something celebrity rehab there.
Riddler's got a riddle.
Yeah, that boy's got a riddle. He's got to turn that frown
riddled with
into
problems.
A crown.
The question has an answer.
Oh,
okay. Well,
fuck us then, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Bob Kane. The creator of Batman, if you don't know.
I know that now.
On a 30-year reunion of DeWitt Clinton High School in New York is where Bob and Edward had first formally met. The two had... What's happening?
Alcohol?
The two had never known each other existed all throughout high school, but bumped into each other when Edward was telling riddles to a pile of dishes. I'm going to let this fucking finish. Are you done?
Jesus Christ. That has the smallest little tooth on it. How do you even... like, a Bic lighter works
Did you hear
better.
What I said?
It does work better. No, yeah. We really didn't. I was astonished by his ineptitude.
Franklin.
Cut it out.
I got to do that again.
God, so much work for fucking Franklin.
Okay,
I'm not gonna cut out half of this shit.
30-year reunion of DeWitt Clinton High School. That's real. It's a real place.
Hold on.
That's where Bob
Kane. What's it called again?
DeWitt.
DeWitt Clinton
High School. DeWitt. DeWitt. Just DeWitt.
DeWitt.
The two had never known each other existed all throughout high school, but bumped into each other when Edward was telling riddles to a pile of dishes.
That was like me working. That was me at my first job. People thought I was telling riddles to the dishes, but no, I was just talking to myself manically.
He was just dumb.
Yeah, just a dumb boy doing dishes.
In the very classical sense.
Yep.
Then Bob approached the Riddler and could not suck any energy out of Bob and fainted from an overload of riddles. Makes sense, right?
Yeah, because he couldn't expel them.
You'll explode.
Yeah.
Wow.
Edward awoke in a strange apartment.
That's not true. What I said isn't true. You can continue.
Edward awoke in a strange apartment and began to vigorously tell riddles at Bob's person. He was unaffected. He continued this day and night until Bob had taken it off. Familiar with gadgets, Bob injected Edward with 200 milligrams of pentobarbitol. Enough to euthanize a small horse.
Oh my god. That's so intense. Okay.
Oh boy.
The Riddler rose in a daze and no longer seemed obsessed with telling jokes. The question marks faded from his suit and his smile turned into a smirk. The Riddler now lives in an HOA outside of Miami, Florida, with an IV of medication pumping directly into his brain all day.
Why isn't this a movie?
Edward does not grow old.
It's too sad.
Edward does not grow old, but he does grow tired the more he goes without a soul. He mumbles partial riddles and never finishing the setup. Without a cut in his medication, the Riddler will soon return to a ball of energy, and jokes will disappear from this world.
Okay, wow, that's a lot to process there, folks.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
I honestly don't know if we should find this. What is he going to do? You said he's in a condo?
Kind of.
A condo in Florida. Yeah, that's not going to take long at
all. A gated HOA.
I know. Look through every condo in Florida.
It's close-ish to Miami.
You had to find a man mumbling to himself in Florida.
That narrows it down.
That'll never... I'm not just going to go to Florida and randomly unhook people's medication
to see if they mumble. It's like,
if you can't do the 75 and the 48, they were coming at us with dive bombers and we couldn't see them for shit.
Oh shit, plug it back in. That's
our
just somebody's grandpa.
Gunners, they didn't know how to lead the fucking targets and the
okay, that's poof.
Yeah, I'm not gonna murder 1200 grandpas just to like maybe bring jokes back. Are jokes gonna die? Yeah. I don't know if I don't know what I want.
They said the world will be better without jokes. Scientists.
Yeah. No, they're not scientists.
Because
they're communists.
Are fucking boring assholes.
You calling me boring?
We're calling you analytical. Too analytical for your own good.
Too anal.
Anal.
Analytical.
Lytical.
Yeah.
Analytical. Right, lytical. Lytical.
Okay, we were talking about the Riddler, and he's dying.
Yeah. The Riddler is dying, just like Tinkerbell in Peter Pan.
Except instead of belief, it's drugs.
That sounds like an old school title for a Vice episode. It's like,
no wait, the drugs are killing the Riddler.
Right, so it's the opposite of belief.
It's not believing.
Yeah.
The drugs are not believing.
You have an absence of belief and therefore you resort to drugs.
There you go. If you have belief, you don't need to do drugs.
Yeah, because you got Jesus or Muhammad or the Buddha Ahura Mazda, or
just God. It's fine.
God too. That's right. I forgot about the big G. Forgot about him. Yeah, or her. I don't know.
Yeah. So really, what we're trying to say is this has just all been the longest, most involved PSA you've ever heard.
Yep. It's against drugs. It's against
riddles.
The shit out of your friends with riddles. And it's also about I had a third thing, but I forgot.
I think we were against sex earlier.
We did kind of, yeah. Oh, the dangers of chronic masturbation.
Oh, too. Yeah, no.
Yeah, if you guys didn't catch that.
No. What it is, you have to condition yourself so you don't just blow your load.
Yeah, you gotta learn to fold them sometimes.
Yeah.
You gotta just...
No, learn to hold them. Learn to hold them so you don't fold them.
What I'm saying is don't go to orgy immediately. You know, do a couple...
Work your way up.
Yeah.
Work your way up, you know, like missionary for a little while, then maybe, you know, with the correct apparatuses, go to anal, and then maybe three-way, and then, you know, it's a learning curve. It's a steep learning curve once you get to Orgy, because you put in, like, the whole social anxiety aspect. Unless you're all wearing masks, like the movie Eyes Wide Shut. Then, you know, it kind of shaves off the sharp edges, but, you know.
All I took from that is that anal for you is between missionary and the threesome.
Coming to Hallmark this Christmas.
Yeah, no.
Anal is in between missionary and threesome. Oh my god. So are we ever going to do an episode on Zoroastrianism next at this week. Point? Next week. Okay, very
Which
good.
Weeks don't exist for these people.
What is our fucking publishing schedule?
They don't need to know.
Every Saturday. One, you're going to edit.
Saturday? I feel like
you're going to edit at some point before Saturday.
We post on Saturday.
No,
I feel like Wednesdays are better.
Wednesday? Are you just saying Wednesday because it was in your story?
No, it's going to be a weekday. Weekdays are better.
Yeah, because people need to listen to something at work.
Yeah.
Okay, weird Wednesdays, because this is definitely weird. I don't mind that. That's fine. That sounds fine.
Fucking Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Wednesdays. Okay. Pause?
No, not pause. I still want to talk about stuff.
Well, I
actually have something to talk about here.
Franklin!
So, we were supposed to do a thing on Zoroastrianism, and a couple of things, I was doing research for it.
We're doing that next week.
And, like, well, this isn't really about Zoroastrianism.
You said the word Zoroastrianism.
But, like, a bunch of things. Yeah, pretty much. It's a little tease. But
We said teasing is bad.
It's Zoroastrianism adjacent. Because it takes place in Iran.
It's Zenoastrianism.
It's perpendicular.
Whatever.
No, it's parallel, because that would mean it would be intersecting with Zoroastrianism. This isn't making any connections with it. It's parallel to it.
I feel like it connects at one point.
It might graze the very edge of it.
Comes real close.
Anyways,
so it's like an inverse correlation.
A couple of things made total sense to me today, and it was done in one episode of this like old documentary like series that they had on like BBC America with like this Australian dude.
Yep.
And it's really old, really bad CGI in the intro. Fucking phenomenal. So it's this like Australian guy walking around in Iran, and he's like, "Hello, everyone. I'm in fucking Iran. Americans aren't liked here. Get a fucking figure." So he ends up going to like that. He's allowed there because he's Australian. He's like one of the good white guys. So they allow
one
him in there.
One of the good ones.
So they allow him in there.
Less bad.
Less bad. Very good. Australia. Less bad. So. They go to the this mountain in the middle of nowhere, and I was like, okay, it's a cool mountain or whatever. Then they start talking about how it's really a fortification at the top of this mountain in Iran, and it's just like this butte in the middle of nowhere, like this outcropping.
Mm-hmm.
And they started talking about assassins and everything, and then what made me go, holy shit, was the fact that at one point he was talking about how the assassins, like, just to show off their loyalty to, like, their assassin king, they like, this assassin king would just be like, jump off this cliff. And they would just do it. They would just run off and jump off this cliff. And I was like, that's wild. And then he would go, then the host of the show was like, oh, yeah, well, these assassins would get so hyped up and they would smoke hashish. And the original word for assassin came from the ancient word hashashin. And that blew my mind because two things came together for me in this world.
Okay.
The joke Eddie Izzard was talking about in one of his stand-up specials, I think it might have been Glorious, where he was talking about Hashashins and making fun of Sean Connery, like, we are Hashashins and all that shit. And then also the game Assassin's Creed.
Of course.
In the second one, there's actually, like, in the trailer for the game, they're jumping off of, like, the biggest tower in the game, you know, in like their main base and everything. So that just blew my mind. I was thinking about this all week, guys. Okay.
So my takeaway from this, correct me if I'm wrong.
What's your name again?
Mr. Pyramid.
Mr. Pyramid's takeaway.
Yeah. Mr. Pyramid's takeaway. TM.
Get a little blip on there.
Pause for bump. Mr. Pyramid's takeaway is Eddie Izzard's a Zoroastrian. What are you saying?
Eddie Izzard is now identifying as a female.
She is.
Did she change her name?
No,
it's still Eddie.
I didn't think so.
What is the female equivalent of Eddie?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Edwina. So still Eddie.
Edwina.
It's just hard too because Elizabeth? You have a whole brand. You have a whole income is tied up in that name. So that would
true,
be
true. True.
It'd be hard to change.
I mean, you could still be a woman and be named Eddie.
Yeah.
Fuck it. It's a name.
Yeah, we'd all fuck anyone named Eddie.
We were looking at anyway. Rings today. Yeah, my girlfriend and I, Kate and I, and you know, like I was looking for a ring for me. I wanted a pinky ring.
You're getting to that
this
age.
Is less exciting than
yeah,
I thought.
Exactly.
It was going to be.
Yeah, I know. Sorry to disappoint you
it's
all.
It's an amazing story.
Yeah.
The day
and
next
like we were talking to the guy behind the counter, and he was like, "Well, guess what? The rings. Like, what? Why is an opal masculine or why is it feminine? It's a fucking rock." And we're like, hey, you know what? Good point. Good point.
It took you that long to figure out that?
Well, it was never presented to me.
All right, kids. We're gonna bring you back to this if he ever fucking wears a ring.
A pinky ring.
A pinky ring.
I don't feel like I can.
If he wears any other kind of ring, I will never fucking squeal.
I just feel
but
like
if
you
wear a pinky ring, you'll be the first to know.
If he wears a pinky ring, I just feel like he jerks off in corners or something.
It's gonna be on my left hand, not my right hand. That would be nuts.
Oh, we weren't saying you used it. We just say that's what it means.
Oh, that, okay.
Also, you got like some coke on your pinky ring.
Oh my god, a coke nail and a gold onyx like. Signet pinky ring.
Or you get one of those ones that has a container.
In my yellow Sergio Tacchini tracksuit.
What, the little Coke containers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that because earplugs come with that. it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like they used to sell crack pipes at Combi's.
Yeah, Combi's. Yeah. And like those little roses.
No, it's
little...
got a rose in it. It's
yeah,
for
exactly.
your girlfriend.
Yeah. I've actually heard stories of like really stupid guys. Like, when they, stupid young guys, yeah, like, going to the gas station and be like, oh, I'm gonna see Sarah for our first date and I forgot to get flowers, oh shit. Then there's just, like, the Indian guy behind the counter going like, eh?
Crack pipe?
crack pipe? And while you're at it, do you want to buy some very dubious-looking penis pills at the same time?
And a hot dog that looks like a turd?
Oh, you know? God, the fucking dirt.
You know what? Make it an evening, okay? Come on, I'm trying to sell you on this. Oh, it an evening.
They taste like cat food.
You're right.
I've never eaten one, but I've had a lot of people eat them in my car. They smell like cat food.
Hot dogs are cat food.
They really do.
Especially the Durgers, though.
The Durgers. Oh, I was at Cumbie's today, and I actually wanted a Durger. I actually wanted a taquito cheeseburger.
Franklin. You're a professional witness.
Yeah, you are the professional witness.
Okay, then you have to describe right now the last time you talked and touched the Riddler.
Okay, well, I've only ever actually touched the Riddler once.
What year?
Was it on purpose or was it by accident?
Did you touch his buttocks?
It was not the buttocks.
You didn't
it slide. Was initially on accident. And then I kind of leaned into it, you know?
Like you would.
Ooh, you just took the reins there. You just grabbed
like,
the bull by the horns.
I was like, oh, I didn't expect, you know what? Yeah. So this was 3 years ago.
That's
2018.
Science.
Not quite 3 years ago. It was in the summer.
Do you remember
close enough.
In the summer when you touched the Riddler? He was wearing a card piece.
Can't afford it. You gotta stop after 5 seconds. Otherwise, we get sued.
Yeah. So anyway, I was in the Botanical Gardens.
What are those?
Was it the place with the butterflies that's in Massachusetts there?
The Riddler lives in Miami. So
still begins with an M. And he has multiple... There are multiple offsprings, remember.
But none of them were male.
Yeah, anyway, I was in the Botanical Gardens, you know.
Where's that?
Halfway between Miami and here.
I don't know this.
Well, now you do.
I'm glad.
There's a Botanical Garden right there.
Okay.
And it's very beautiful. And yeah, it's, you know, I was walking through the plants and yeah, there were some butterflies.
You sniffing the chrysanthemums?
I'm allergic, so no. I was sniffing other things.
Well, it's a good thing that like COVID's glue. A thing now because you were wearing a mask, so that might have like tamped down on the allergic reactions.
No, this was 2018, you remember?
3 years ago. Remember the science?
Yeah.
COVID hasn't always been with us?
And that was the sound of me waking up out of a bath of ice water.
Like something out of Minority Report.
Exactly.
So when did you touch this freaking guy?
Anyway, so yeah, I'm frolicking amongst the flowers and the trees.
Full frolic.
Full freaking frolicking.
She is the flower.
You got your Dunkin', you got your Starbucks.
Yeah, one in each hand.
Duct tape to each hand.
And you're going to go work at the construction job. And you're frolicking.
Exactly. Your tool belt slapping around on your thigh in slow motion.
So these things are all true.
Yeah.
I'm frolicking. I'm going a little off path because, you know, I'm a little off path kind of guy.
You fall.
You know, you go off the beaten path, you know?
And I was coming around this tree just to look at the back of it because it was like, you know when you see a really big tree and you're just like, holy shit, that's a nice tree.
It is a nice tree. And you think, is it beautiful 360 degrees around?
Yeah. So I'm doing a loop like a fucking stunt helicopter getting just the shot.
Just the shot of King Kong, you know, just slapping his dick against like the 80th story window, you know?
Exactly. Because, you know, he doesn't wear pants, so you know that's happening.
Yeah, yeah. You know, somebody woke
somebody
up
lives
of,
in there.
Yeah, somebody woke up out of bed, looked out their window, and just went like, look at this thing going up the side of the building. Then a huge footprint.
I didn't want a dick to ever make that sound.
You've never lived in Italy.
Oh, God.
What is that happening in Italy?
That must be a crazy place.
Yeah, just like one day there's a lightning storm and then out of nowhere just...
Okay, side note. If you, you Google King Kong dick, you get a bunch of porn.
Of course you do. Of what? Course you do.
What did you think was going to happen?
There's a comic that does this.
No, I know the meme you're talking about, the comic meme.
Okay.
But yeah, anyway. So you're checking out
this tree. I was checking out this tree. I was frolicking. I had a coffee in each hand of various mediocre to bad quality. And I trip on a root. Because I'm not looking where I'm going. I'm looking at a tree. I'm looking up, not down at my feet.
Yeah, you're having a moment like Ferris Bueller's Day Off when his friend's just staring at the Matisse painting or the Pointillisme painting there.
I have never seen this movie.
You're going to reference the movie for every action that he does.
Yeah, and like he's just he's just looking at the dots of the Pointillisme. You're doing the same thing with the tree bark.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
And intense classical music is playing.
Sure.
You trip on the root.
I trip on the root. I land... coffee and hands first onto the thigh. Nothing too crazy.
Okay, all right.
Well, like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Yes, when he's like hanging onto the edge of the plane while it's taking off. Like the same emotion right there.
Yeah. Of this, this slow-mo, you zoom in on my face, I'm all like, because there's like coffee spilling up in the foreground.
Yeah, and he's slowly turning his head, looking at you as you're falling, and his grin starts at a small, like, bit of pursed lips, and then just keeps on
fucking growing and growing.
Growing, and it doesn't stop. Even when you think it should stop, it just keeps going.
So I land, hands and coffee first, on his thigh. The coffee, still hot.
Oh, no.
Oh, I felt so bad.
Oh, no.
Because I didn't even see him until I was, like, about to touch him.
Oh, no.
And it was all over his lap.
Yikes.
Yeah. And I just immediately, like, just fucking fireman roll to the left for no reason. Because I'm not on fire, but I feel like I should be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm stopping. I've already dropped. And I'm rolling.
Yeah.
And I'm just screaming, you know, I'm sorry, excuse me, while you're rolling. Anything with you, but like, I can't put the coffee down because it's taped to my hands.
Yep.
So, what am I going to do? Scrape it off of him and accidentally get more on him?
True. Yeah, you probably have like a little bit of a cup left in the coffee.
Yeah,
wait. So, what did he say?
He just starts laughing immediately.
Oh, that must have been terrifying.
I thought I broke this man.
It was like you hurt him so bad that like he just
I thought I fried
he was beyond the threshold of pain.
Yeah, I
and
thought
just
I fried his nerves so
Wait,
hard.
I have a theory
that he thought I was tickling him.
I have a theory.
Oh wow,
he was terrified.
That's definitely the Riddler.
I think you melted part of the IV that was going into his brain.
Ooh, because you know diabetics have those little insulin pumps that are attached to their waist.
Yeah, I think you cut off his medication, and he was able to. Become the Riddler for a moment there.
Oh, fuck.
Now, would that be, like, enabling a drug addict or, like, taking an insane person off of their meds?
Dude, I don't know. This is a fucking corporeal god.
So, did I save jokes?
I think you might have saved
all humor.
I think you might have saved jokes.
But you didn't save humanity because he's going to eventually take all our souls.
Yeah, but scientists tell us that this is bad, right?
Yeah.
What's bad?
Humor.
Well, scientists are in disagreement.
They don't agree. They don't all
but
agree.
It's really,
they're fucking good at that.
It's 1,000 scientists with one. So that's technically scientists.
Still, you know, that one guy might be a lot smarter than the other ones. You never know.
You never know.
I'm pretty sure he got his...
you know, some people, they do their own research, and they find things out. YouTube.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
Damn. Wow. So what, did you see the Riddler?
But, you know,
who else encountered the Riddler here?
Wait. I don't know, because I was apologizing, and I went to find a rag, or like some ice, fucking anything, some bandages.
Probably some mulch off the ground at that point.
Did you find a plate? Please tell me you found a plate near the room.
So, like okay, a dinnerware I'll, plate? I'll, like a okay, like a porcelain plate?
Follow me chronologically through my experience, and you'll find out.
Like a Zelda timeline or like a real timeline?
No, not the fucking Ocarina of Time. Not fucking Majora's Mask.
That's all we would fucking need right now. Yeah. Majora's Mask timeline.
Anyways.
I'm following.
You're following?
The clock is set.
I don't know, 3:27 p.m.?
That's important. Remember that.
Roughly 3:27 p.m.
Exactly, roughly 3:27 p.m.
On a Tuesday.
Actually, you're right. Wow.
Yes.
Was it really on a Tuesday?
It was, yeah.
How the fuck did you guess that?
I just know. Huh. Science.
Weird.
Science rules.
I mean, it makes sense because, you know, numerology.
Mm-hmm. And cryptology and, you know, puzzles.
Yeah. I probably gave it away with my facial expressions.
No, it was actually it was your eyebrow movement. Your left eyebrow moved.
Uh-huh. Because your eyebrows move subconsciously and they actually,
I have
they
no,
do Morse
no,
code.
No, I was going to say two eyebrows fell out, which means that's two Tuesday. So how many eyebrows fell out of your eyebrow? Are they, is it one brow or is it?
It's several hairs that make up the brow.
Is it an eye? So an eyebrow can't fall out.
Are you trying to say eyelash?
No,
the brow hairs.
Yeah, brow
hairs. Brow hairs.
I don't know what the fuck you call them, but brow hairs. It sounds gross.
What do you?
Brow hairs.
Brow hairs?
I don't know.
No. Brow hairs.
Eye pubes.
Eyebrows. They're called eyebrows.
No, but what
eyebrow
is
hairs.
What is the hair called that comes out of the eyebrow?
Hair. Little follicles.
But hair is generic.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's just eyebrow hairs. Whatever.
Did we?
Anyways!
I feel like we touched something. I feel like a bunch of people's brains are going to break after hearing that.
Oh yeah, we can stop. We don't need to say anything else because no one's listening.
Franklin.
Franklin, just like play some elevator music from now on. No one's listening.
No, believe it or not, I saw the Riddler too.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we're waiting for your fucking story.
It was like 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So this was like a year when I started... It was like a year into me and my girlfriend's relationship. So, yeah, I was at the coast. I was at Hampton Beach and everything. And you know in Hampton Beach, they got all those little stores on the side of the beach there. It's just full of shit.
Yeah,
you know,
and,
just
and
full of crap.
They always sell the bread with the sugar on it.
Any beach that people go to has the same shit.
Exactly. Like, Miami, Florida looks exactly the same as, like, you know, Portsmouth. Yeah. It's exactly
really?
The same.
The Jersey Boardwalk, only difference, there's a big boardwalk.
And there are, like, grease balls everywhere. Instead of grease balls, there are
but the
gangsters.
Stores are exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Same weird airbrush shirts, all that bullshit. So, you know, I was getting dragged around, you know.
Wait, when was this?
All these stores. This was, like, 2014.
Yeah.
So this was a while ago.
This was 4 years before your incident.
Yes, 4 years before.
Mm-hmm.
So the Riddler should be still hooked up to his medication.
Or rehooked.
Yes.
Because who was it?
I don't know. When were insulin pumps
whatever.
Invented?
Yeah.
A while ago.
Finish your story. I need to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a scientist.
So, you know, I was going around and, you know, finally at one point I was like, hey, hon, come on. Can we go do something else? And she was like, fine, because all the stores look the same. But so I got away from there and we went over to the seafood shack or something like that. Crazy.
It's
crazy.
So big.
No, it's just crazy overpriced. It's a seafood shack. It's called like Tommy's, you know, Crustaceans or whatever the hell it's called.
Tommy's Crustaceans.
And, you know, we go in
not
there.
Not like Charlie's.
I get like a bowl of lobster bisque that's like $75.
Oh, yep.
And,
dude, you really got to go to Jimmy's Fish Basement. It's way better.
Yeah, there's like a line that's like 30 feet long for no fucking reason. And it just tastes like any other lobster bisque anywhere else.
Yeah, but Jimmy's Fish Basement, they fucking move it.
They move it?
They move it.
They keep that line going,
they
huh?
fucking move it.
Oh,
move
okay.
It.
All right, well, I'll have to go to Jimmy's Fish Basement
yeah,
next
no,
time.
Yeah, no, they're pretty good.
Very good. So, like, could you guys get off your fucking phones?
I'm trying to find out if Jimmy's Fish Basement is a real fucking place.
Well, I'm telling this story.
Is it real? Christ.
Well, you know, after eating that lobster bisque and drinking, like, 35 Coronas, because I was thirsty, it was
you're
a hot day.
You're at the
day.
Beach.
Yeah.
You sweat. Coronas are mostly water anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
This
it's
is
rice.
A real place.
It's rice beer.
It's real.
So,
I told you.
Jimmy's Fish Basement.
It's real.
Is a
I
real
told
thing.
You.
It's real.
My God. Okay, so.
I'm not bullshitting you.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I thought you were pulling my leg. I thought you just wanted to talk. So, you know,
Two things can be true.
Here's the thing. The difference between New Hampshire bathrooms and Miami bathrooms is...
the poop.
Bathrooms in Miami actually exist on the beach. Up in, like, Maine and New Hampshire on the coasts up here, it's like a porter potty that services 3,500 people.
Yep.
Because, like, that's, you know...
It always has that stank. You know. I don't know what that stank is.
They always stink. The floor is always made out of concrete. It's always sticky. It's always wet. It is always wet.
Wet and sticky.
Always. And you're not sure if it's like, what's pee and what's water? I don't know.
It's both feces and cleaning fluid.
Which
is just both.
Just hope there's an ongoing battle down there that takes long enough for them not to notice your feet touching the bare floor. You know, that's usually what the thing is.
So where does the Riddler come to play?
I hope he's getting there.
Dude, I'm blue balling.
So, you know, I didn't want to go into this bathroom. It was packed with people. Someone was doing heroin. It was awful. So, you know, it was like something straight out of Train Spotting. So I got out of there, and there was the very long pier. And next to the pier where everyone is,
there's the very short pier.
There's like the shitty pier that, like, you know,
that's what they're called.
Canadians go to.
It's
so
like, wee wee, ha ha. Yeah, I wish I had the suits.
Pretty much. So I was like, I really need to piss because I just drank like 37 Coronas. I went under there and I was like, okay, I'm like sort of out of view of everyone because I don't feel like getting, you know, nailed with a public indecency.
You've got enough deniability.
Exactly, whatever.
Like
so
that,
you know,
other time.
That other time, though. Oh, boy, let me tell you. So
we all had that time.
That was close.
That was very close. We'll have to... That's a Patreon episode right there. So
that's an OnlyFans app.
Yeah. So, you know... So I went under there and I had to piss like a racehorse. You wouldn't believe it. Like my,
I would believe it.
No, my dick was like a lawn sprinkler at that point. I really needed to go. So I'm pissing there.
This.
I'm taking a piss and I'm going and it's just like, you know, like the one of those pisses that you take when you're like five beers in.
Yeah, it takes 2 minutes.
Oh yeah, you're just.
I kind of full bore. I'm like impressed. Yeah. I like at that point I start counting and I'm like, is this a record?
I know. Yeah,
no, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Especially because you're a little drunk. So you're like, I'm so impressed with my own penis. Mm-hmm. And literally, you think that thought, and just a woman on the other side of the world goes, ugh.
That's it.
That's it. Just, it's not a big thing. She's just like unimpressed with you that you had that thought.
Okay, yeah. You're defecating or whatever.
I'm taking a piss under the pier. Things are going great. I finally got out of the way of everyone's like line of sight. I think. I'm pissing there, and then all of a sudden, like, I hear, like, oh, Jesus, oh, shit, oh, fuck, like, happening above me on the actual boardwalk, and there's, like, the surf coming around me, so there's a lot of water sloshing around. I don't really realize what's going on, so there's a lot of, like, noise camouflage happening here.
Yep.
I feel, like, just a splash on my shoulder.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, ah, shit, okay. So, like, I'm not taking my eyes off my dick. I'm just, like, aiming for some reason.
Never and take your like, eyes off your dick, son.
So I don't look up. So I think just, like, given the swearing and everything, I thought somebody just, like, dropped their soda on the pier or something and it spilled everyone. It just spilled on me. I was like, oh, this is shit luck. But that's what you get for drinking 37 Coronas. So
exactly 37.
You know,
exactly approximately 37 Coronas.
So then at one point, you know, I shake off. I give it the last Zorro whip. And then I look up. And who do you think I fucking see?
Obama?
No, that's a different P story.
You haven't seen Obama.
No, it's this guy. It's this guy leaning over the edge of the pier, and he's got like his dick resting on like one of the guardrail poles, and it's like curved down completely. But he's like his torso height, I can tell, is lower than the pole that's going across, so I know it has to.
Are you saying
like,
it's like question mark shaped?
It's question mark shaped dick going over, hooked onto the pole, pissing down.
Holy shit.
And he is grinning at me with like this enormous grin. He's got like a fucking fedora on made out of like hay, out of straw.
Is it green?
No, but his tank top was like sequin green fishnet.
Oh, I hate this man.
Yeah, and he was just like the biggest grin I've ever seen, and I was just so taken aback by it. Like my mouth opened up a little bit, and like a little bit of pee got into my mouth.
Oh my god!
Once he noticed that the pee a little bit got into my mouth, he just went. Ah! Then he like the thing like retracted over the pole.
I hate this.
Went back into his pants. He didn't move at all. It was like a tentacle just going into its like.
Nope.
Probiscus.
I hate this.
So here's an
zipped
issue.
Up. He saluted me and then walked off.
I hate that whole thing.
just walked off.
You have a problem you haven't addressed. Part of the seed is now inside of you.
Well, no, it was just piss. He didn't jerk off.
We don't know.
It was just urine.
He could have jerked off before in some of the pre-com.
That laugh was pretty high pitch.
So you could be...
It might have just affected my vocal cords.
No, I'm saying if you have kids, if you you could have a Riddler kid.
Oh, boy.
Are you prepared for that?
You prepared
for that? I'm Italian. I'm prepared for it, yeah.
For the Riddler?
Yeah, I can handle it. An Italian Riddler? Fucking bring it on.
You know what they do? They just smile all day.
Good. It's better than having a depressed kid always walking around wearing a black hoodie, you know, listening to Mr. Brightside on repeat.
Does a black hoodie make you depressed?
If they're wearing it all the time and they have it like pulled over, like where it's like covering their eyebrows, where it looks like a Gregorian monk just sort of like shuffling around your house, yeah, then that would be really fucking annoying.
Yeah, just, I remember when I was super goth, I just walked around my house going, "You're on dark."